Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The Tibetan singer Yongchen Lamo was given the name Lamo at birth by a Buddhist monk. The name means goddess of melody, and Yongchen has spent her adult life living up to that title. After fleeing Tibet by walking over the Himalayas in 1989, she established herself as a leading voice for Tibetan culture in the West, releasing a series of albums on Peter Gabriel's Real World record label. The latest is called One Drop of Kindness, and it brings Yongchen Lamo back to our studio. She's here with her band, and they're going to start us off with this song called Sound Healing.
We can use our body to heal, and our This world need a healer. This need unconditional love.
That is Yongchen Lamo and her band live in the studio with a song called Sound Healing, which you will find on her latest record called One Drop of Kindness, with Peter Goddard on the keyboards, Vita Tonga playing the guitar, Bashiri Johnson with an orchestra's worth of percussion there in the corner, and of course, Yongchen Lamo singing and dancing here in the studio.
I think, you know, after pandemic, teach us something that everybody went through. And these words cannot just say easily for my heart, because we've been through so much and every time, same time together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also life is not permanent. We are really, really, really on this planet very, very short, if we really seriously think about. And at the same time, this is very, very precious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if this is so precious, why don't we live blissfully? And so we, you know, body is meant to be moved.
Yes. So the song Sound Healing is from the record One Drop of Kindness, but One Drop of Kindness is not just an album.
No.
It's also the name of your foundation.
Yes.
And explain what that foundation does. What is the idea behind One Drop of Kindness?
Often people think kindness is about money or doing something or go to church or something about religious. Kindness, really, we all need. Kindness, really, we need to feel inside. The other person is same as me. If we become like a moon or sun one day, we can be. The sun never separates people. Say, your color is this, my color is this. I am more powerful than you, and I am this religious type, and kindness is religious people's things to do. I said, it's not. We all need, at the end of the day, the life is very simple. How? If you're breathing in, you breathe out. The minute you cannot breathe in, you are other side the world.
Right.
Simple.
Right.
At that time, there's no religious or politics. That is simple. If we really look, how can be we are the same?
I know One Drop of Kindness has done a lot in Tibet and in India and here
upstate
in
New York,
upstate
especially
New York,
upstate
right?
New York.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I live upstate New York, the reason I do that because I live in this country, so I must serve. You know, where we live, we must do.
Right.
And it's not my work or so. Therefore, I decide. 12 years ago, I really decided no more singing. No more making music. I just want to be with the people on the street. I just want to be there for them. So I decided not making music. I traveled 90-some countries, but I really decided end of my life, how long I live, one day, 1 hour, 20 years, I want to be with them. Not saying I am singer or I heal you or anything like that. I just want to be there for them.
And that reminds me of something you said just before, which is, you know, we are all the same. There's one sun, one moon. It shines on all of us equally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Sun and Moon is the name of a song from your previous record, Awakening. So there mm-hmm. were two records that came out pretty quickly when you started writing songs
yes.
again.
Yes.
And you're going to do that one just without the band, right? Just you a cappella for
yes.
us?
Yes. So then people can say, you never prove your English, Yang Qin, since I met you.
Oh, so you're going to do this in English?
Trying.
Oh,
I am trying.
Okay.
Well, I try.
I was going to ask you. I've known you a long time, and I don't recall you ever singing in English, but let's hear this live performance in our studio from Yang Qin Lamo. The song is called Sun and Moon.
She's a
Thank you, Yongchen Lamo, with a remarkable solo unaccompanied performance of her song Sun and Moon, which appears on the album Awakening. And Yongchen, where did you learn to sing? Why were you given the name Lamo when you were still just a baby? Are you from a musical family?
Little bit. My mother liked to sing, and my aunt, I think, sing opera. But I am not, till today, I don't believe myself singing or singer or something like that. But in Tibet, there's people who always believe you're meant to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to avoid from singing.
Really?
You know, I think it's very funny. Life is sometimes you reach certain age, then you say, okay, I accept whatever you're giving to me. And when you're young, you're always fighting with this. Oh, no, I'm going there to do something. It's like your parents tell you to do something, and then you always want to do the opposite.
Of course.
Actually, they have the wisdom, and they have the love, and they see you what you have. And so we have my father gave me Yangqin drama. My mother gave me Yangqin Tsiri. So they are holding these names secretly. And then after I born 3 days, then they went to their lamas. You know, many children...
I should just say lamas are, they're the Buddhist clerics, the monks.
Yes, yes. And so many people, they go to ask the lamas, giving the names. And the Tibetan name has meaning.
Mm-hmm.
We doesn't go by surnames. So if we have four children, doesn't mean four children have the same last name.
Yes,
we
right.
don't have it.
Right.
So therefore, if you miss one children, you don't find where they are. when they took me to the Lama, and then they said, Yangqin Lamo. So Yang means, Yangqin means song or melody, and Lamo is a goddess. So now, because pandemic, I made the CD Awakening before people say, Yangqin, you really need to come back. Peter Gabriel said, come back, Yangqin. I love both of your CDs. And so we released this.
The One Drop of Kindness CD.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So were you fighting against the idea that you were meant to be a singer?
Yes, I often talk to my spiritual teacher, say, for me, it's a prayer. For me, it's more like energy. You know, when you use the voice, there's a vibration. If you are in the right place, right mind. It's not so much, say, prayer or religious things.
So you mentioned focus. I mean, listening to you sing Sun and Moon, there's a very focused beam of sound in your voice. Do you learn that? Is there a school that you go to learn that technique? How does that happen?
I think certain things you learn. Certain things come with you. When you are right moment, right heart. You know, if you're so busy in your head, oh, my tongue, oh, I need to be close, oh, I need to be there. That's more important than here. Mm-hmm. And then it's very different. Of course, I need to train. When I was very young, I have very funny stories also. You know, when you're children, you like to go round and play. And so I have a few boys that they're very kind to me. And many the time, people are isolated. So to say, all the parents need to go to work. So these boys that sometimes they ask me go out. And then my mother asked me, do the prayers. And then I hear their voice. And then they throw rocks in the window. Then I just know I want to go out. And then
I think that's not Tibet. I think that's everywhere. Boys throwing rocks at a girl's window to get her attention.
I know. So then then my mother is very smart. She knows this. She said, yeah, you just concentrate your... prayer book. You don't become like a monkey, okay? I know who's down there. So then later they made a song. So they say, we are here, come down, we are here. So in Tibetan language, they
right,
say, of course. Means we are here, quickly come out. So then I hear the songs, and then beginning she did not recognize. I said, oh, I go, and then I put the prayer book, I run away. Of course, she knows. And so then a few days later, that song also did not work. And then she called from the window, say, go off. So basically, we just try to play with rugs. There's no toys, there's no nothing. We just create rugs or something. So we play like that.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, it all worked out because you now have this incredible body of music that you've recorded. The first piece you played for us, Sound Healing. I mean, that says it right there, right? It's all about sound and the healing properties it can have. So let's hear some more sounds, and we'll bring the band back for this song.
Oh, yes. You know, I must say I am so, so grateful for your kindness, and especially for musically. You brought all the music, not because you bring me here. And, you know, for me, have lots of obstacles. Tibet doesn't know music, no. Or women, no band, doesn't sing English, oh no, then it's not work. Or sing sound and energy, no, nobody knows this. So I have all the obstacles, and yet I'm here, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank
you. And wherever you are in the world, next to the computer or in your car or you having tea or something somewhere, I really appreciate you listen and support this.
Well, thank you, Youngchen. Good thing this is radio because I'm blushing. let's hear the full band rejoining Youngchen for this song, which is on the Awakening record. It's called Four Wishes. Here's a live performance.
Four wishes. My mother said, the minute you wake up, if you are breathing, you won the lottery. That's all you need. Don't run like a bird. Think all other sentient beings on this planet. Health, happiness, and awaken. And think oneness.
Four Wishes is the name of the song from Yongchen Lamo and the band here in the studio. There's a version of that song on her record called Awakening. Down the hall, our producer Karen Havlick has been shooting video of these performances. And if you watch those videos, you'll understand why I'm asking Yongchen this final question. And that is, Yongchen, how often do you cut your hair?
Oh, now I don't need to cut. I'm too old to grow anything. So, which is good news.
Okay. So it stays that length.
Something like this. But used to I cut 1 year one time.
Once a year you would do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you cut, when the flower comes, peach flower comes, you cut. Ah. It's a good.
Mm-hmm. But you never cut that much.
I think a little bit.
There is a picture of you and I and Angelique Kidjo and Susan McKeown where we had done a New Sounds Live concert. This must have been close to 20 years ago.
Yes.
And the picture is the four of us all lined up in a row and we're all wearing your hair.
Yes.
And there was more than enough for the four of us.
Yes. Now it's much lost and it's a good less hair. So it's a good year passed and still we are here laughing and lots of changes in the body. It's gracefully I live.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, laughter is also healing.
Yes. And I always laugh. I always say hello to everyone.
Yongchen, it's been so much fun having you back and great to hear two records in pretty quick succession for you.
Each year, one year Awakening came, and then One Drop of Kindness came.
Right.
And
One Drop of Kindness, also the name of the foundation. You can find out more about their work at onedropofkindness.org. Yongchen and the band, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Irene Trudell is our technical director. Karen Havlick, as I mentioned, our producer. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Just text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up at the website newsounds.org.